On University of Dayton Week, everyone wants to make sense of their life and time on Earth. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jack Bauer, professor of psychology, delves into one way to try to do so.
How do we make sense of life? What makes a good life? How do we cultivate human flourishing? One way we make sense of our lives is inner life stories, through which we convey what we value and who we are, our narrative identity. We do this without even realizing it, yet we can study scientifically how we do it. Researchers like myself use reliable measures to show how specific elements of narrative identity, like tone, theme, and structure, statistically predict the presence of specific goods in people's lives, such as happiness, meaning, love, wisdom, or growth. I study a prototype of narrative identity called the transformative self, which is found in life stories that feature themes of growth in oneself and others. These growth themes emphasize humanistic motives over materialistic or egoistic motives, and they predict meaningfulness in one's activities and relationships. When these growth themes involve multiple points of view, that is, a relatively complex narrative structure, we also find high degrees of measured wisdom, perspective-taking, and concern for people beyond one's social and ideological circles. To create our narrative identities, we draw from the stories around us. Cultural master narratives convey cultural prototypes of a good life and are found in popular literature and movies. For instance, the Bildungsroman genre serves as a cultural master narrative of personal growth. The main character, who has a transformative self, develops from immaturity and egocentrism to maturity and wisdom, often along a difficult and twisted path. Yet cultural master narratives also presuppose certain privileges and resources, so living out their ideals is not easy, especially for those who face social marginalization. Narrative analysis reveals how we all make sense of life and what motivates us, so we might better understand ourselves and each other and foster human flourishing for all.
That was Jack Bauer of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.